ভাগবত আরম্ভে ব্যাস মঙ্গলাচরণে পরমেশ্বর নিরূপিল এই দুই লক্ষণে সিমটমস ক্যারেক্টারিস্টিক্স অফ দি সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি অফ গড হেড ওয়ান ক্যারেক্টারিস্টিক ইজ দ্যাট ইজ ইটারনালি কনস্ট্যান্ট present with him. And another characteristic is that it is sometimes manifested, sometimes not manifested. These two characteristics are called the superior energy and inferior energy. Manifestation of the superior energy is always constant, present in the Supreme Personality of God. And manifestation of the inferior energy, that is, not always present, it is sometimes manifested, sometimes not manifested. Just like we have got also, it is very easy to understand, we have got several energies, personally. And we have got some mean energy also, that is within us, that is not always manifested. Sometimes I commit theft. That is my energy. But it is not always manifested. This is a crude example. Similarly, everything is there in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janmadasya Jataha. The Bhagavat explains in the beginning of Bhagavat that everything has its origin from the Supreme Law. Everything, whatever you have got, it has its origin from the Supreme Law. And that is also confirmed in other Vedic literature. Jatova imani bhutani jayanti. Imani bhutani, all these things which are created, There is a source, and that is Brahma. That is Brahma. The Vedanta Sutra also confirms this, Janmadasya Jataha. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. What is Brahma? And this is explained in one code word, Janmadasya Jataha. Brahma is that from whom everything is emanating. Brahma is that from whom, or from which, whatever you like, everything is emanated. So, that supreme source, samambonam, of everything, is described in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, janmādasya jato anmayāt itaratascha arthesu avijñā sarāt. That supreme source of everything, what is the nature of that Supreme Source of everything? Now, the Bhagavad says, the janmadasya jata anyad itaratascha arthesu avijna is conscious. First qualification is conscious. The Supreme Source cannot be unconscious. Why? Because we are conscious beings. So we are also emanation from the Supreme Lord, the living entities. Some of the living entities are moving, some of the living entities, they do not move, just like the trees, the hills, the mountains, they have got also their life. So they are not moving, we are moving, man, human being, cats, dogs, and ants, so many there are. So they are conscious. So unless the Supreme Lord is conscious, the Supreme Source of all generation is conscious, where from this consciousness can come? So the philosophy that the Supreme Source is void, how you can maintain? where from this consciousness comes. Now, they say that consciousness is generated by the combination of matter. But up till now, no scientist has proved that by combination of chemicals and matter, physical things, one can produce consciousness. So the Bhagavad very nicely describes that the supreme source of everything is consciousness. Janmadasya jata annayan itaratascha. Now, he is conscious in two ways. Annayad itaratascha. Directly and indirectly. Just like we are also conscious, but we are directly conscious. Indirectly we are not conscious. But God is all-powerful, supreme consciousness, therefore is directly conscious and indirectly conscious. In the Bhagavad Gita, you'll find that Krishna says that vidaham samititani vartamanani cha bharata. I know everything about atitani, what is past, everything, what is past. And I know what is present, I know what is future. And on this understanding, Krishna said in the second chapter, you may remember, that you, me, and all these persons who have assembled here, they were individual persons in the past. They are individual persons now, and they will continue to be individual persons in the future. This is consciousness. Annayat itaratascha. Now again, what sort of consciousness? Where from he has got this consciousness? Just like we have got our consciousness from the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Source, and where from the Supreme, our God, he has got his consciousness. The Bhagavat is Sarat. Sarat means he is independent. His consciousness is not dependent on others' consciousness. Sarat. He has got all the knowledge. Yesterday we have been discussing Bhagavan. Bhagavan is full of all knowledge. Where from he got this knowledge? Now our experience is that we go to schools, college and get knowledge. And where from he gets knowledge? The Bhagavan replies, Sara, he is self-sufficient, full of knowledge. These are the differences. So, these qualifications are always present. This is called Sarup Lakshana. Unless God is independent. Unless God is conscious, indirectly and directly, he cannot be the Supreme Soul. This is called Sarup Lakshana, constantly present. Tene Brahma Rida Ja Adi Kavai Muhyanti Yasuraya. Now, people may argue that in the creation we find Brahma, the first-born living creature, and he has given us the Vedic knowledge. So, in the creation, because he is the first living creature, then he, Sarat, he is also independent. Why? God is independent, this living creature, this first God, he is independent. Otherwise, how should he give the knowledge of the Vedas? No. The reply is, Tene Brahma Vida. No, he is also dependent. He, God's knowledge from the Supreme Lord. How is that? He is the first born living creature. How is, has got knowledge from God? Tene Brahma Vida, Brahma the Vedic knowledge, was imparted into the heart of Brahma. Why? Because God is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Vidyasya Arjuna Krishna. These things are very nicely described in Bhagavatam in the beginning. Tene Brahma Vida, Adikavaya. Adikavaya means Brahma. Kavi means Lillana. Kavi. Kavi in Puranam, Anushasitaram, the Bhagavad Gita. He is the Kavi in Puranam. He is the oldest learned man. Old. Puranam. Puranam means old. Why God is not recognized? The Bhriyanti Yatsivaya. To understand God, He is the greatest of the greatest thinker, philosopher, or sage, or saintly person there also being. Not enough. Panthasuku to Satavatta Sampadam. So, Lord Chaitanya characters that he has got two characters. One characteristic is that is always present. What is that? Is independent and full of knowledge and is concept. And conceptness is not the qualification of God. Wildness cannot be accepted as the qualification of the Supreme. The Supreme must be conscious. Training Dhamma Vidahadikade. Tidu Bari Vidana Jathabini Vajatta Sutadam Nisa. And Jatra, in him, rest these material manifestation. And what is this material manifestation? Tidu Bari Mit Vinayam. It is simply exchange of fire, water and air. Of course, there are other things as eight elements, fire, water, earth, ether, and air. This is the gross material element. And the finer material elements are the mind, intelligence, and all this. We have discussed this in the Bhagavad Gita. So, this material manifestation is nothing but a manipulation. A preparation of this lesson. Just like we present sometimes varieties of foodstuff. Kachori, Sanara, Puri, and Rasgulla, and so many things. But what are these? There are varieties of grain and milk, that's all. Similarly, all these varieties. Manifestation in the material world. But jatra tirubari vidin jatha vinimayam jatra tisadra amrisha amrisha, it is false. But it appears to be just like real, foolish living entity under the spell of illusory energy. They have accepted this false exchange of material element as real. This is called materialism. One who has accepted this false representation of reality, they are called material. And one who knows the real position of this material world, he is spiritual. That is the difference between materialism and spiritualism. So, this material representation, false representation, are temporary. The Vaishnava philosophy, they do not say false. Why they say false? God is real. His energy is real. You cannot say material energy as unreal, because God is there and His energy is there. Just like the fire is there, the heat is there, the temperature is there. We cannot say temperature falls. It may be manifested at some time. It may not manifest. Like the temperature of sun is not perceived nowadays because due to the cold thing. But the temperature is the same, but it is manifested during June, July. It is very strong. And in other seasons, it is not manifested. Similarly, this material energy, we cannot say that it is false. It is false. The Vaishnava philosophy is perfect. It is temporary. Rupya rupya puliya. It is sometimes manifested, and this is called tapastha. This characteristic, this symptom of the Supreme Lord, is called tapastha. Sometimes manifested, sometimes not manifested. But so far the superior energy is concerned, that is always manifested. That is explained in the next line. Dhamna srina sada nirastak suhakam param satam. Now that is param satam, the supreme truth, where there is no such temporary manifestation. So, this is knowledge and ignorance. The ignorant materialistic, they are captivated. Durasaya adi bahiratthamanna. What is the materialistic point of view? The durasaya. We are thinking to have peace and prosperity in this nonsense. Durasaya. It's called durasaya. That will never be fulfilled. The foolish creature. What will never be fulfilled? They are trying for that. Durasaya. Nati vidhu. Why they are trying so? Nati vidhu. They are fools. They do not know. What they do not know? Nati vidhu sartha gatim. What is their self-interest? They do not know. When, what is their self-interest? Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. Their self-interest is to go back to home, go back to Godhead. That is their real self-interest. One should be interested. Selfish. This is real selfishness. That I must know what I am, what is the goal of my life. But these people, they do not know what is the goal of life. They are trying to adjust things here, where things will never be adjusted, because the nature of this material world is like that. Vitta vitta puliyate, tisargam nisha, it is a false or temporary representation. So the common substance is that the Supreme Lord, Krishna, or God has got two, and there He has got many diverse energies. All these diverse energies are, summarized in three divisions: the spiritual energy, the material energy, and the marginal energy. We are we are living entities. We are marginal. We are sometimes captivated by the material energy, and sometimes we are in spiritual energy. Now our attempt is, Krishna consciousness means, we are trying to transfer ourselves from this temporary energy to this permanent energy. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita we find, Mahatmanastu mantra, Devi Prakriti Mastrita. Devi Prakriti means the superior energy, divine energy. This is also divine energy, but that is direct, this is indirect. This is temporary. Nothing can exist without being divine, because everything is coming out from divine. So sarvam khalu idam brahma, Therefore, the impersonalists, they have taken everything as Brahma. That is also true. Everything is Brahma. That's right. That's all right. It's like in this store. This whole thing is store. That's all right. But we have to take advantage of this store, not sitting in this, lavatory. We have to sit here. If you saw, that is also sitting place, why not go there and deliver lecture from there? No, we have to utilize here. You have to take advantage of the best. Everything is energy of Krishna, that's all right. But we have to take the advantage of the better energy, superior energy. So nothing we do, they do not know how to take advantage of the superior energy. So, there are two energies, the superior and inferior, or the spiritual and material. The material energy, this is the definition and substance of the definition and activities of the Supreme Samambhona, Janma, the supreme source of everything. But the superior energy in which the Supreme Lord is always staying, Goloka eva nivasati akila atma sruta. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated, parastatmasu bhavanya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana purushastra paraprata bhaktya. That purusha, that Supreme Lord, has to be understood bhaktya, not otherwise. That is stated. Only through Krishna consciousness. There is no other way. You cannot understand the Supreme Lord. That Supreme Lord is Dhamna, Sena, Sada. Sada means always, eternal. Dhamna, Sena, in his own abode. In his own abode, Dhamna, Sena, Nirastha, Kuhakam. Where there is no illusion. Nirastha, Kuhakam. Kuhakam means illusion. That's why here, everything is Kuhakam. Everything is made of earth, water, temporary thing, just like a doll. Doll, you see, you sometimes find in storefront, a big mercantile farm, there is a nice girl standing with there. That is kuhakam, illusion. That is illusion. Those who know, it is a doll. Similarly, that is the difference between a man in knowledge and man in ignorance. They are accepting this material doll as reality. That is material. And those who are in knowledge, they know, no, it is doll. The reality is different. The sadhanya, there is no kuhakam. That doll illusion is not there. Sadhanirastha kuhakam. They are Sattam Param, and there exists the Supreme Truth. Sattam Param Dhimahi. This Dhimahi is Gayatri Mantra. Those who are Brahmins, who are elevated, they are given this Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhudhuvasat Tat Savitu Varanam Bhargavivasat Dhimahi. Dhimahi, that Dhimahi word is used here in the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam is meant for persons who are already in the qualification of Brahma. It is not meant for persons who are in the qualification of Sudra. Because this very word suggests Dhimahi. Dhimahi is meant for Brahma, Gayatri. So, this is understood that God is always, his real characteristic is spiritual energy. And another characteristic, the material energy, that is temporary. Thank you. Any question?
Yes. What is the difference between karma yoga and bhakti yoga?
Oh, we have not discussed just now, karma yoga. Anyway, karma yoga and bhakti yoga. Karma yoga is meant, yoga, first thing, yoga. Yoga means linking, connecting. So any yoga, there are many different kinds of yoga. Any yoga means linking oneself with the Supreme. So those who are too much addicted to karma, karma means work, just like we see in your New York City. Everyone is busy with karma. Karma means you do something, there is some result and you enjoy or suffer. That is called karma. They are doing business, they are doing so many things, there is result. The karma has an effect. So it may be good or bad, so one has to enjoy or suffer. So those who are too much addicted to this karma activity, when those activities are done with yoga, yoga means linking with the Supreme, that is called karma.
Isn't bhakti yoga, isn't
it the same? Bhakti yoga, the karma yoga is almost the same bhakti yoga. And the bhakti yoga is direct. Bhakti yoga is that bhaktas, they are not addicted to karma, but they are simply addicted to the service of the Lord. That service of the Lord and ordinary work sometimes appears one and the same. Just like we are also typewriting. Your mother was asking the other day, oh, you have got dictaphone? Yes. So you say that material is bad and we are spiritualizing this. We have produced these material things, we are spiritualizing. Sometimes this ordinary karma and bhakti appears to be the same. But they are not the same. They are not the same. Because everything, the source of emanation, we have nothing to hate for materialism, because materialism is the energy of God. Why should we hate? We have nothing to hate. We don't hate materialism. The materialism, they do not understand what is material. Materialism is to forget the source of all these. That is materialism. One who knows the source of everything is God. For him there is no materialism. Because he utilizes everything for that source. So for an advanced and devotee, there is nothing materialism. There is nothing material. Everything is spiritualism.